For thousands of residents of Moore County, North Carolina, it's day three without power or heat after an attack on the power grid. Authorities are calling the attack on two electrical substations intentional and malicious. And in the days since, many people have been thinking more about the vulnerability of electrical system that we all depend on for, well, pretty much everything. For more, let's bring in Christopher Krebs, partner at Krebs Stamos Group and former director of the Department of Homeland Security's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Welcome, Christopher.
Hey there. How are you today?
Doing well, thanks. So security experts have long been warning of potential cyber attacks on the nation's power grid, but this wasn't a cyber attack. Somebody or some group shot up the equipment. Does that surprise you?
Well, I think in the past couple years, there have actually been an increase of these physical attacks against the electrical grid. You had incidents in the recent year or so in Oregon and Washington, similar style attacks using rifles, standoff shots at substations that have disrupted power at a smaller scale. But even going back to 2013 in Metcalf, California, there was a coordinated attack against a substation there. So while they are not frequent in terms of a monthly occurrence, they seemingly, these intentional shooting up of substations seems to be a new style of threat that perhaps we have not historically on the longer scale had to worry about.
So talk to us then about substations and what makes them a target, even if they're small attacks, like you're telling us. You know, why are they so vulnerable?
Well, I think more on the threat side, what we've seen in recent years are accelerationists, those that are focused on bringing down society, disrupting infrastructure to cause civil unrest. They have concluded that if you can turn the grid off, particularly by attacking substations, then that can lead to increased civil unrest, undermining the government. So it's less a question of why are they vulnerable? It's more, why are we seeing more attacks along these lines? And, you know, there are evergreen questions of the resilience of the grid. You already pointed out cyber. We see constantly, particularly in the southeast, hurricanes, but increasingly in the west with wildfires, that parts of the electrical grid are susceptible to disruption. But in those sorts of, particularly the natural disaster styles of disruptions, you know, there are practices, there are plans and teams in place to bring the grid back up more quickly. So I think this is just going to be one more of those styles of threats that the Department of Energy, working with their partners in the electricity subsector, are going to have to factor into their security and resilience plans.
Talk to us for a moment about the cybersecurity threat to infrastructure like this. How would that work?
Well, we've seen over the last decade or so a number of different cyber actors, including in particular the Russians, that have displayed an interest in the electrical grid. And you've seen in 2015 and 2016, they successfully disrupted the Ukrainian grid, even if only temporarily. And they have also been detected and seen in the U.S. grid. Now, the way the U.S. grid works, though, is there's a series of interconnects, and it's a highly redundant, resilient system. And so no single substation attack, no single attack against a single company can cause a kind of a nationwide grid outage. But again, you know, there are concerns that there could be localized impacts where an actor could get in and disrupt a system. But again, regional or localized and temporary in nature, at least that's the conclusion of the federal government and the intelligence community.
So how then does the government protect this grid, which has shown that it is vulnerable to even these small attacks, but that can throw out power and be life-threatening for people?
Well, I think that's the question moving forward, is the private sector working with the federal government needs to come to kind of a ground root assessment of what is the level of threat from domestic extremism from those that might seek to disrupt, and then how do you prevent against it? Frankly, building a wall around the thousands of substations across the country is not a feasible or practical approach. And even things like increasing camera coverage or security guards on the facilities may not be the answer. So my sense is that it's going to require much closer collaboration and cooperation between the private sector, which is already fantastic and really among the best partnerships across the private sector. But it's going to be more about understanding the threat and disrupting the threat, which brings us to the FBI and law enforcement and how do they get a better handle on seeking out and finding and disrupting those that would seek to disrupt and attack the grid.
Christopher Krebs is a partner at Krebs Stamos Group and former director of the Department of Homeland Security Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency. Thank you.
Thanks so much.